Welcome to the Human and Technology Podcast. This podcast is for anyone who develops, distributes, or uses technology. For all those who always have the feeling that technology overwhelms or dominates them. For everyone who wants to know how to deal with technology in everyday life. For anyone who wants to understand what technology does to us and how we can get our lives back. This podcast is for those who want to make technology sexy. All the product developers, designers, UX, UI professionals, product managers, CTOs, and CEOs. And it is for you. My name is Dr. Peter Ryska. My friends call me Dr. Peter. I am your host, and I am happy that you are here. On March 6th, which is a few days ago, my new book, Status Offline, was published. I don't know anything about the exact sales figures, but the feedback on Amazon is positive. I have more than 20, I think today was, this morning was 22 critics, and 75% of them are five-star feedbacks, and all the rest is four stars. So I think a very good start. I haven't talked to anyone from the editor today or in the last days, so I don't know what their view on this is, but I think it's running pretty well at the moment. Bit of a problem here in this English podcast is that it is available in German only at the moment, but we are planning for an English version if the German version sells well. Same goes for an audiobook. We are thinking about the audiobook version, but that's all a bit in the future. What I want to do today is get a little into one of these chapters of the book and talk a bit about the content, what the ideas behind this is, and so let you, as my English-speaking audience, also participate in what I have written, what my thoughts are, and give you some other benefits here. So the main question of the book is, how can we as humans remain human in a fully digitalized future? What do algorithms do with us? And how can we get out of this indulgence about the attractivity, about the magnetism that these algorithms have to us? And how can we use the benefits of technology without stepping into the trap that big tech put out for us? Big tech, meaning the big technology companies out of the Silicon Valley, about the west coast of the US, from Amazon, Facebook, Google, but also I include Asian product companies and also the European, German car companies, machine tool companies. And I mean, all of them, all these technologies have electronics, have software, use artificial intelligence. And the question always is, how can we remain human facing all this technology in our daily life, in our private lives, and in our professional lives? This is basically what this book is all about. And I have four major parts. I mean, if you take away the introduction and the literature list and the outro, there are four main parts remaining. The first one is about the past. Where do we as humans come from? How did evolution work to make us exactly the persons we are, the breed we are, the kind of, the very well advanced animals? How do our brains work, and how did that come out? So all these things are in the first major chapter. And the second one, I talk about the present. What is the situation we have? What is the relationship? How is it? Yeah, how is the relationship between humans and technology? And it's difficult. It's not easy. The idea here is, it's an analysis. It goes from all the seduction that we have down to the technology burnout, techno stress that we have. So I'm talking about this. And the third part then, of course, consequently, is the future. Where are we going to? And I mean, I don't have a crystal ball here on my desk, but I can see the trends, I can interpret them, I can use my lifetime experience, my private and my professional experience that I have, and then use all this knowledge and say, okay, this is probably a direction we're going to head to. This is probably a direction that we will not go to. This is going to happen. This will probably not happen in the future. And the fourth part is, what can we do? It's not only an analysis, not only getting into what was wrong in the past and what is okay and what will be good or bad in the future. It's also, what can we do, we as humans? And that's the fourth big part in this book. And there are two major parts in that fourth chapter. What can every single person do? What can I do? What can you do? And what can we do as a society? And today, I want to talk about those things that we as single persons, as individuals, what can we do to limit the influence of big tech onto our lives, to somehow limit the influence of algorithms and artificial intelligence onto us, and to handle that one, to get into a safe future with the chance to use all the benefits technology has undoubtedly, but not selling our souls to companies and technologies. And there are three steps we can do. One is analysis, the second one is minimizing, and the third one is control. Those are the three things we can do, and let's start right away with analysis. And analysis basically is answering the question, what value is a certain technology having? What is the value, the real value of a product? Is there any real value, or is everything just blown up by marketing departments? Is this technology just loaded with expectations, just like, if you don't use that smartphone, you will never be happy again in your life. If you don't have this car, you will never ever find a new partner. If you do not have this microwave oven, you will not be happy at all. I mean, these are the messages marketing departments use, and very often they sell us minor changes, minor improvements as the number one, the super big, the unbelievable progress that we have. And at the end, if you have a closer look, I mean, there's a few more horsepowers in the car. There's a few more pixels on a smartphone display. There's a bit more power in a processor. And these marketing guys, they really love to sell this to us. And for this, I have developed a three-step method. So it's three sub-steps. We have this analyze, minimize, control. That's the major part. And now we have three steps under analyze, which is clean up, safety, and Sinnlichkeit. How can I translate Sinnlichkeit into English? Emotionality. That's probably the best word I can think of at the moment. So it's clean up, safety, and emotionality. In German, this gives the acronym S, which does not mean a part of your body, but it means a playing card. But That's not the point. The point here is we have three things we can take about. We can talk about. And the first thing is a technology cleaning up my life? Is this making my life slimmer, easier, faster, more focused? We tend to disfocus a lot. Have a look here, have a look there. Do something here, do something there. Communicate with different people on different channels at the same time. And so there's a diffusion of our focus into basically nothing. Question also in that area is a technology helping me to become creative, to create things, or is it only a consuming mode? So does a technology put me into production mode or into a consumer mode? And so this is the first question. What is a technology doing to my life? Is it making it easier, faster, more focused, or is it the opposite? Second one is safety. Is a technology in a position to make my life safer? If you have a look at cars, so we are driving more miles, more kilometers per year than ever before. And we are, particularly in Germany, are driving faster than ever before. The number of fatalities on German roads dropped from more than 30,000 in 1970 to around 3,000 in 2022. So we have a reduction of 90%, although we drive more and we drive faster. And part of this drop is technology. In cars, we have airbags, we have ABS systems, we have braking assistance, we have steering assistance, we have crash structures that collapse when you run into something. And all this helps you to survive a crash. And all this is technology, and all this is technology that creates safety. And take a look at medical devices, for example. They are super safe. They basically never fail in a regular... If you use them in a regular way, they never fail. And they help saving lives. They help creating health. And so again, technology that creates safety. Or let's have a look at aircrafts. They are... the safest means of transport that we have based on technology. And I had the chance to fly in a flight simulator, a Boeing 737, a few days ago. And I know how much technology, or I don't know it, but I had a glimpse into it. And I got a rough idea of how much technology is involved there to create safety. There's a lot more. It's the education of the pilots. It's... The checklists that they have, it's the procedures, it's all this double checking, but it's also tons of technology that makes aircrafts very safe means of transportation. And the third one in analysis is check out if a technology creates positive emotions. During the lockdown times 2-3 years ago, we all learned how hard it can be to not communicate with others, to not meet your loved ones, to not hug other people, not make a face-to-face talk. But at least we had the chance with all this video communication tools, with the video calls that we were able to conduct, to have at least a minimum of communication with other people. And this again shows technology has a certain benefit. And it's the same with, technology can also be entertaining. I have my music streaming service. I can listen to all the music from all the classical stuff to the rock music. Everything I want is available on my music streaming service. It's about education. I have my ebook reader, and of course I can read a crime story or detective story, but I can also read a book that teaches me a lot, where I learn a lot from. And I have all the global literature from Goethe to Mark Twain on my ebook reader so that I have it at hand all the time. The goal, this is a lot of value that you can create. And also it's about museums, it's about art you can see in the internet, you can see while using technology. You don't have to travel to Berlin to see the Nofretete. You can do this on the internet. So that's the basic, the thing on the analysis. Answering the question, is technology having a value, with three sub-steps: cleanup, safety, and positive emotions created by technology. Second part of this three-step thing to that you can do to minimize, to limit the influence of technology in your life. That's minimizing. A few years ago, before I moved into the apartment of my then-time girlfriend, now wife, I lived in a house on about 130 square meters, 1,300 square feet, and I was alone there. And over the years, tons of stuff came into this house. And then we made the decision, we're going to move into the apartment of my wife. And that's 95 square meters, 950 square feet. She was already there and she heard her stuff and I had my stuff. And it was totally clear it will never work, that I will move in here with all the things I have collected over the years, with all the stuff that came into my life over years and years and years. And so I started throwing things away. I went through my house and said, okay, what are the things I really need? And what are the things that I don't need? And I collected all those I don't need, and I gave them away, I donated them, I sold them. And those that did not have any value at all, I just threw them away. And I traveled to the place where we dump our garbage at least once a week, and I dropped all these things into the container there, and with every bag I put into the container, into the garbage container, I was feeling better. The first one was painful, but then it became a very nice exercise. I felt lighter, I felt more focused. I simply felt better just by throwing away all the things I don't need. And you can do the same in your life. Have a look. I mean, there will be probably some place where you put your old smartphones. How many do you have? How many do you need? Maybe you need one as a backup and the other five you still have. Donate them, give them to other people that need them, or sell them, or if there is no value in this, just throw them away. I mean, on smartphones, in case of smartphones, please do recycle them. Do not just throw them away, but that's again a different thing. Do the same with your data on your tablets and smartphones and PCs. Do the same with the apps that you have. Are there things you really need? Are there things you... I have, 50 apps on my smartphone. And that's too many. I know this. And it's just a matter of being a bit lazy that I have not yet deleted them. But I have put those that I don't need regularly into separate folders, and then I will, if I don't use them for a half a year, I just throw away the folder without looking into it. I just deleted all the pictures from my smartphone, all these, here's a quick beer, and take a picture of that, here's that, delete them, you don't need them anymore, they're not important at all. Of course, keep the ones of your loved ones, of your pets, the ones that help you in tough times, in times of crisis. But all the others do not have a value. Throw them away. Reduce the data. So minimize that. Minimize the number of things you have, including how many microwave ovens do you have, how many toasters do you have, how many of all these things do you have, and how many do you really, really need. Just throw them away. And then reduce data, apps, software. Bring it all to the exact minimum to what you exactly need. And the third part is control. This is basically the idea, who is master and who is slave? Who is in the driver's seat of human technology interaction? Is it a human or is it a technology? And you can stop this podcast now and have a look at your smartphone, at the main screen of your smartphone. And for most of the people, this piece of glass is shouting at you, telling, hey, you have 7 mails and you have 12 messenger messages and there is 50 news on your news app. And you have the immediate need to jump right into it. So you have this technology, you have this piece of glass with a silicone behind it and the software and the bits and the bytes, and they're steering you. They're steering your behavior. You feel so attractive that it pulls you so much into it that you cannot resist, and you will do this. Your focus, your thinking, your acting, your awareness is fully driven by technology. It's steered by technology. It's pulled by technology. You're pulled by technology. You are the slave in this one. And this is, from my point of view, the worst thing we can do. Losing the control of the human technology interaction. Making ourselves the slaves of technology. Hey, it's just a stupid piece of technology. We are humans. You are human. Do you want to be driven by this technology? So, for me, my smartphone is not sending any messages to the main screen. So I don't know it. If I take the smartphone into my hand, I don't know how many WhatsApps, how many Telegrams, how many Facebooks, how many whatever I have on my smartphone. And if I have the feeling, yes, I should check it, then I go into the software, then I open up the respective app and say, okay, I'm going to answer a few mails now. Or I'm going to check out who was sending me a couple of messages. So I cannot see them and I cannot hear them. My devices are on mute. They're not vibrating, they're not dinging, they're not donging, they're not ringing, they're doing nothing. Exception, if I, for example, expect a call from a client, then I turn the sound on and I can hear it. But I do this intentionally. I do this consciously. So at the end of the day, 90%, 95% of the time, my devices do not send me any messages. I'm pulling them. I'm not pushed by technology. And you can do this. And if you have the feeling, I must do this, I have to do this, and if I don't do this, the world will break down. No, that's wrong. Take a step back. Think. Analyze. Is it really that important to get that message on some earthquake somewhere in Africa right onto your smartphone? I mean, if you want to travel there, of course, this may have some importance. Or if you're a part of an earthquake rescue team. If not, why do you have this message shouting at you? Important news will find you anyway. So you don't need to have them on the top of your smartphone. You don't need to turn yourself into a slave of all these apps and all this information. That's not important. You don't have to. So you don't need to do things. Reduce it. There are a couple of things we need to do, like eat and drink and breathe. But at the end of the day, most of the things we believe we have to do, we have to be available for all of these people. I mean, let them leave a message on your phone box, on your mailing machine, and then you answer that while you have the time while you're in the mood for this. Why? After you made the conscious decision to do this. So, yeah, turn on your mailbox and let people leave messages there. Just like reflecting use of technology in general. Before you enter a car and drive somewhere, think, can I walk it? Can I take a bicycle? Do I need to drive at all? If you take a smartphone into your hand, think a second, just a second or 2 seconds. What am I doing here? Is this really important, what I'm going to do now? Does this help anyone? Does this make this world a better place? Does it make me happier to do something here on the smartphone? So I put all my social media and news stuff on the third or fourth screen on the smartphone. So I have to scroll through that. And these seconds, they give me the time to think and say, hey, do I really want this? 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 What's going on here? So take your time to analyze and reflect before you get into this. All right, so just a quick summary. I talked about my new book, Status Offline, which is available in German at the moment. So if you have German friends, point them towards your German-speaking friends, or if you want to teach your German, get a copy, read it, enjoy it, be influenced, be touched by it. The podcast episode, today's podcast episode of the Human Technology Podcast, was on the three steps, the three things you can do. Analyze. First of all, checking, is a technology providing value or not? Second, minimize. So reduce technologies, reduce devices, reduce data's app around you to exactly the minimum where you have things left only that have this real value. Throw away all the rest, whether it's physical or whether it's digital, doesn't matter. Reduce it to exactly the point where all the valuable stuff is left only. And then control. Control your behavior. Get into the driver's seat of technology, human technology interaction. Put yourself into the master's positions and don't ever accept the slave position in human technology interaction. That's it for today. Thank you for spending time with me. I hope you were able to take something with you and do something for yourself that will be forever. For an ongoing exchange, you will find me on LinkedIn and on my websites, peter-rusker.com and beyond-hmi.de. Write me an email on the podcast at beyond-hmi.de. Tune in next time, take care, and stay healthy.